Yep. I'm in my crates. Big up to the native tongues. Tribe. De La Soul. Jungle Brothers. You never know what I might play. Big Show Madness. Turn me up. Ride with me. DJ Rampage.
Can I kick it? 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 Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
On the Rubicon Healthcare for the Culture Sirius XM Channel 141 HUR Voices. It's a short segment here. My grandmother Ethel Bradford is about to turn 99 in a couple of days. And when I think about the time that I've had with my grandmother, I'm very transparent on this show about losing my mother and grandfather, who are the two closest people in the world to me, basically the same week. My grandfather passed away, was 96 years old. I had a great life with him and was very close to my grandfather. Probably spent the last 5 years of his life as his personal chauffeur. I have so many stories about my grandfather, and was very close to my mother. My mother took care of me when I had Lyme disease and was really sick and on my deathbed. My mother and I, when I lived out on the West Coast, basically used to talk every day on the phone. And your relationship with your parents evolves over time. When you're a teenager, your parents are trying to keep you out of trouble. Make sure that you don't make bad decisions with the people that you hang around. And your work ethic. When you become older, you want to keep your parents out of trouble. You want to make sure that they're healthy. You want to make sure that they're eating right. You want to make sure that they're in the best physical and mental state possible. So losing my mother and my grandfather was very difficult for me. And I've always been close to my grandmother. But, you know, I kind of looked around after the funerals, and I was like, well, who's going to take care of my grandmother, Ethel? And I spent a lot of time with her. She's in a place now where she has a full-time caretaker who does a fantastic job with her. But I spent a lot of time loving on my grandmother and providing emotional support for my grandmother. It's been a fantastic experience serving my grandmother and being there for her and just being able to set up late and talk to her. My grandmother's in very good health. She's very coherent. She has a very, very good memory. She still remembers stuff from 1956. She's still giving me, I was in New York City and I was on the phone with her and she was telling me how to beat the traffic on the Van Wyck. I was like, Grandma, you haven't lived in New York City since 1960. But she remembers like it was yesterday. And one thing, like I said, it's a short segment, but one thing that I've seen with my grandmother, we've been in a position where she's been able to stay in her house. And she stayed in her house. After my grandfather passed, a lot of times you have elderly people that go to a nursing home, they go to assisted living facility. Now, my grandmother and family was in a financial situation and had the means to for her to stay in her house. But I look at her and the fact that she stayed in her own house and she's playing her own piano and she's cooking in her own kitchen and has her own bathroom. I see so much value to that. I don't know if she would still be in the shape that she's in if she was in an assisted living facility. I look at the comfort. I look at the quality of life that my grandmother has, which is really high. I was with my grandmother a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed that she wasn't even using her walker or a cane. She's been advised to use that for balance, but she doesn't have issues with fall risk management. And my grandmother has guests, and she still plays the piano 3 times a day, usually for 45 minutes. At 99 years old, she watches TV. She's very interested in what's going on in the world. She has a lot of political things that I'm not going to say on this show. But watching her age in place, I used to have a sponsor called Upside Home. And they're really focused on people aging in place. And I just say everyone doesn't have the financial means. And I think with some of the rollbacks for Medicaid and potentially for Medicare and budget cuts, I think that you're going to see a lot more seniors living at home, but maybe living with their children, not necessarily in a facility, you know, some type of skilled nursing facility, but just to watch my grandmother have access to everything that's comfortable for her. If she wants to go out, she doesn't go out that much. But if she wanted to go out next week, if she wanted to go to church, she could throw on her fur coat and some nice shoes and a nice dress and do that. Because she has her closet with all of her stuff that's in the closet. And I just think that matters. One thing I've learned, people that are in their 90s, almost 100 years old, still have needs. Still need to be loved on. Still need to be listened to. Still need comfort. Not just happy. They're not. People that are 100 years old aren't sitting around saying, hey, I'm happy I made it to 100. I'll just take whatever is out there. That's not the human spirit, the human race. That's not this life that's been bestowed on us. And I want to give a shout out to my lovely grandmother, Ethel Bradford, for turning 99. And it's been a pleasure to be with you through this journey. HR Voices, Sirius XM 141. XM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
I've got the style and profile like never before. Steamboat, let me go on record as telling the whole world, you are the greatest wrestler on the face of this earth. But, pal, today, right here, you got to beat Ric Flair one more time. Remember, Steamboat? And, pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios. Protection is what you think about when they're just waking up. It's a steady hand that's always there. It's in the things that you do every day, even when no one sees it. Vaccination is protection too. Simple, powerful, quiet. Like so much of what you do. Immunization is protection.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.